vision. What will you see outside? The mountains, the lakes, people. They are all illusions created by the senses and the mind together.
Hello, and welcome to Dungeons & DMing. I am James, your friendly local game master here, and today we're going to be talking about dwarves. Dwarves. The Scottish dwarves of the mountains and hills that always just talk about ale and beards and doing things with rocks. Yeah. But no, not really. We're going to see what's a little bit deeper into the dwarf. One of my favorite races, actually. I like to play them, so we're going to go into some of the information about them, how I like to play them, how I like to create characters around them, and some of the things here you can use them to make it a little bit more interesting, to not be so stereotypical dwarves there. So we'll get into it. So one of the things I really like about dwarves when I'm playing them or when I'm using them as characters in my games is that they're stable characters. And what I mean by that is that they're not, you know, somewhere where they're going to drastically change their minds about things. So if you want to play a character where, hey, you know, like, I have an idea about the world and I have things that I care about, and I'm going to stay through those things because I'm either stubborn or just really, really held deeply beliefs there, then the dwarves are going to be a great race to play for that. Now, most people think they know everything about them. But they're certainly not dumb. They're tough, strong-willed characters. They persevere. And they're one of the longer-lived races, which sometimes be forgotten with dwarves there, as they don't quite live as long as elves. But you can create a character or have a character that's been around for hundreds of years and still able to go out adventuring and doing things like that. So you can have a backstory and a reason for doing things that's based on this character living a long time. Not necessarily, through inexperience or things like that. So it's a great way to start with that. And we'll get into some of the information about the mechanics of the character right now. So the base dwarfs here, they do come with +2 constitution. So really that makes it be able to use for almost every class, because constitution's your hit points, your strength, your constitution. So you're going to be able to use that for any class there. There's some cool things to go along with them. Obviously, dark vision. They're still medium creatures, so no restrictions or things like that there. They get some extra resistances and some extra proficiencies. And then the two subclasses are Hill Dwarf and Mountain Dwarf. So Hill Dwarf, when you're thinking about either having a Hill Dwarf character or using one in one of your games, if you're running the game, Hill Dwarf characters are going to be kind of the ones that, background-wise, they're not necessarily from people who live within a mountain. They have a village, they still mine, they still like rocks, they still like stone, but they have a little bit more outward exposure. They traded with other people, they're exposed to other cultures, they do things that, you know, if they were living all with their own people, they might be different, but they have a little bit more outward exposure to, as I said, cultures, other elements, things like that. So when you play one, background-wise, you might have a little bit more experience with you dealing with other places. You might be more flexible in regards to, you know, the societal class or ranking in society, things like that. And be more familiar, so it helps you when you play the character. You can kind of relate to things. You have more justification for why you might know things about other cultures, things like that. Now, statistically, they get a bonus to your wisdom, as well as they get the extra hit points. So looking at with dwarves here, mainly when I think of them, I think of them as fighters, paladins, clerics, potentially barbarians as well. But of course, this is, I like to do anything you want with them, and that constitution bonus is good for everybody. But specifically wisdom, you know, you're going to be better for a monk, cleric, druid even potentially, and paladins for some of their spells and things like that. So it is never a bad idea to have, you know, built in there. I personally, as I've said before, have my players roll for their stats. The 4d6 dropped the lowest, so it creates a lot of that ability to do more things. But if you're running the other ways there, you know, you got some class ideas, you can go with that one. And the hit points are always good, of course. Now, mountain dwarves, as opposed to hill dwarves, are the ones that live within their mountain fortress. So a little bit more insular, a little bit more where they don't have as much contact with other people, or if they do, it's always on like a secured on the mountain dwarf term type of things. So what's going to be important, in my opinion, for a character like that is going to be your lineage, your history, your honor, your place in society is very important. Kind of knowing what you are, what your class is, the history of your family, you know, because when you live with a whole bunch of similar families for a long time in a mountain, that's what's going to be important to you there. So still contact with stone, important for mining. Trade with the outside world is necessary, but you know, it's, those are definitely outsiders. So when you play this character, you're going to be a little bit more hesitant to deal with those people. You may not have as much knowledge about those things. You have a lot of knowledge about your internal politics, and you might have a way of doing life that other people aren't used to. I'm very protective of your homeland there, things like that. So it's just a difference between like living all together on one side and having less interaction with, you know, living outside and having more interaction. Now the mountain dwarves, they get the addition to strength. So perfect for fighter, paladin, even cleric, you know, if you get up in there. I played a war cleric with a dwarf once, and I definitely liked it. And you get proficiency with some armor, so that really depended on what class you pick, whether that's going to be worth it or not, because you might get that with a lot of those other classes there. So it's important that you just keep an eye on there. And what you want to do, plan it out a little bit. So dwarves don't all have to be the ale-drinking, beard-talking about characters there. They could be very serious. Maybe they grew up somewhere different. Maybe they were separated. You know, you have a lot of things you can do with dwarves, but I just like to focus on like their long, being able to live a long time so they can have some experience. Their general stability in how they think. Like they're set in ways a lot of times. And, you know, have that ability to sort of resist things. That's kind of where that wisdom, I think, is coming through. But also that constitution, just like, hey, I can dive deep down and make sure it's something I can resist or go through there. So absolutely one of my favorite races is dwarves, even though they've been around a long time and a lot of other things. So if you have any questions about it, you know, how you can run a dwarf a different way, interesting things to do with them, or, you know, any other random questions, please let me know. Email address is dungeonsanddming@gmail.com. That's dungeonsanddming@gmail.com. I'm James, your friendly local dungeon master here. And next up, I'll be looking at the elf races there. So we'll dive deep into those ones. So thank you very much for listening here. And hopefully we answered some questions about dwarves. If you got more, send me an email. And you guys have a good time playing your games.